The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Pull, drink, headshot, sit down, stand up, drink, pass out, drink, wake up, drink, baby, drink, wake up, drink, baby, drink, pull, drink, headshot, sit down, stand up, drink, pass out, drink, wake up, drink, baby, drink.
Hey. What up, y'all? What up? This is So Lovely, a.k.a. Hold on. I have a.k.a. this week. Okay.
Hold on. It's like, hold on, what's the a.k.a.?
I know, right? Hold on. I got the a.k.a.'s now. Okay.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
I got the a.k.a.'s. Okay. This is... So Lovely, a.k.a. Thicky Valancourt, a.k.a. Pumpkin Spice Hater, a.k.a. Lil Floozy Flirt, a.k.a. the Llama Whisperer. I am in the building.
The Llama Whisperer.
Yes. And I am joined by my wonderful co-host, who you hear giggling in the background, De'Asia Ali. Say what's up to people.
Because I can't take you seriously. What's up, people? It is De'Asia Ali, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Fine Auntie, a.k.a. Auntie Spice, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Lady Thigh Meats. Mm-hmm. They my favorites. I'm not telling y'all the rest of them. We'll add them on as we go.
Ah, boo. I was ready to be like,
I got to make sure I got to feel it in my spirit.
And this is episode 54 of the Bad and Boozy Podcast. This is the baddest and booziest podcast about liquor, alcohol, wine, beer, anything with an alcohol content. Preferably the higher the better, I would say.
Right.
But, you know, basically we're just two regular schmegular girls, black girls, and we just be shooting the shit and letting y'all know what we feel about wine, sharing different things that we think that you, the listening audience, may find of interest, and the way that we love to get the stove started. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Show started. It's by <Okay. laughs> sharing with you some of the recent shenanigans going on in our life. We could like to call this segment of the show Uncorked. So, De'Asia, what you been up to?
Bro, I was over here trying to think what I've been up to. I just know right now we are recording on a Sunday evening, and I was at brunch today with my girlfriends. We go to the same spot for my girlfriend Jennifer's birthday. This is probably like the fourth or fifth year we went. And I don't know why I be thinking, oh, it's just going to be like, just going to go to brunch with my friends. Every time brunch be at like 1, I end up getting home like 7 o'clock and be drunk. I just don't understand. But I have a good time every time. So just being friends and shit, little drinking here and there. Getting ready for holidays, you know what I'm saying? It's been a week in between Thanksgiving, getting ready for Christmas, so that's what I've been doing, just on my friendship, familyship. Araya's birthday, my niece will be 1 this week, so in auntie mode as well, so that's about it.
Very cool. As far as me, myself and I, I got bit a little bit by the Christmas bug, so I decorated my cubicle at work. I actually decorated our whole section. I made wreaths. I was like feeling extra crafty and whatnot. So
oh, I did see those. They were super cute.
Yeah, so I don't know what's gotten into me, because I guess it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. All up in my office. It's for the first time in a long time, so I haven't felt like it. But I haven't started shopping yet. I don't shop till the 21st. Judge your mother, don't judge me. And getting ready for this concert that we are having on the 16th. We're doing 2 concerts in 1 day. My daughter's doing a play on the 15th. She just had a performance this past Friday. So it has been go. It's been a whole bunch of stuff. So I can't wait till the season is over so I could go on vacation and see my honeydew melon and, you know, just some wine, because I'm just like on 10 right now. I can't relax and I can't sleep because there's just so much stuff going on. So
it do seem like it's been hard to just like chill out. I'm looking forward to vacation next month too.
Yeah, man. And it's been cold as hell. I hate doing this cold.
Bruh, it is cold. Like right now, I got my little blanket on my feet because the heat is on. But for some reason, it just wasn't banging like it should. I'm like, my feet.
Man, I've been trying not to turn my heater on unless it's like super cold.
So, oh well. Well, you know where I live. It is super cold.
Yeah, I know. It is cold.
But hold up. Speaking of where I live, can we talk about these gentrifiers real quick, though?
Go ahead.
Because the place where I was at today is like a cute little, one of those open, like, you know, like little market areas where you like come in and it's a bunch of stalls and restaurants and whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. So the restaurant we go is right in there. And so we used to be in, you know, some colonizers in there. But it's not far from my job, but they've been building up all these apartments and just white people just coming out of nowhere. And it's like a Trader Joe's. So we get there today and I'm like, it's extra busy today. And they got all these little pop-up thingies going on outside. But I'm like, it's 33 degrees outside and no sun. Yeah. Why are these people just outside at these little pop-up little shops standing in line to go and all this other stuff? And then why were people outside sitting on the patio? Like outside. I was so confused because it be popping over there when it's nice out, but I'm like, it shouldn't be that popping. It's 33 degrees. So I'm like standing inside waiting for my friends to come. And I'm literally hearing people talk to each other on their way out. I'm like, it's kind of cold inside, but that's because so many people going in and out, in and out, in and out. So the door is open. And I hear somebody, so you want to sit inside or outside? And I'm just so confused. Ooh. Why was it? And it's not one of those spaces where, like the beer garden I go to at the work sometimes, they have like a, when it gets cold, they do like a Winterfest thing, but they have like the heated tents and like they curating outside to be warm. This is like regular ass outside. Why are these Caucasians sitting outside eating their lunch? Like, why are you drinking things? It's 33 degrees. That bothered me today.
Man. And if it's below 60, sitting outside should not even be an option. Like, let's quit playing. Quit playing.
I was so confused. And it was just so busy. I was like, I don't understand. We was like, this might be our last year coming here. Because it was just like, we was like, too many of the colonizers done found out about this spot. We got to leave. We got to do them how they do us. When the area gets too black, you got to go. Mm-hmm. Like, oh no, we got to go. No, but I really couldn't get jiggy with the motherfuckers sitting outside. Like, why are you sitting outside? I ain't get it, y'all. It's cold. The weather outside is frightful.
Man, it is. Honestly, truly. And it was raining here last week, too. I really couldn't exercise outside at work like I wanted to. Normally, I do like 3 miles a day at work. I couldn't do nothing because it was raining. And I'm just trying to figure out how I could still get exercise done inside the building. And I'm like, this is a perfect case for why we need an exercise room. We have all these multi-purpose rooms. Why isn't there a fitness room? So.
Oh, y'all don't have a fitness room?
No, we do not.
They just put a fancy spin bike in my gym at work. It's real nice.
Man, we should be so lucky. So, I don't know. We'll see what they do because it's been cold. I ain't exercising outside this winter. Sorry, can't do it. Not the way my immune system and my iron levels are set up. It's not for me. So, but I have been going to the gym. I did not go today. I got up to go, and I was like, too cold outside. Let's try this again a little bit later. So I am going to do home workout still. But, yeah, I just can't. It's hard to be motivated to go outside, to go in the cold, to go someplace to work out. It's really hard. So I'm pushing myself. We'll see what happens. So, yeah. But shout out to gentrification, bringing the white folks out in the cold.
Bruh, I was so confused.
Man, speaking of gentrification, there was a friend of mine on Facebook posted a picture of like this white guy walking this older black lady across the street. And then she was like, oh my God, it's so cute. This story makes me want to cry. He just took his time with her. And all I could think of was, ooh, the gentrification that came to this side of town. Like, for real, he was in his jogging shorts and everything, and old mama was bundled up.
Yeah, I saw that one guy with his shorts on today. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what season you're in, beloved.
Man, I started taking a picture of this white lady's feet the other day. She was wearing flip flops in the rain. I'm like, ma'am.
Them niggas don't be getting cold.
I don't know. Our white listeners, please tell us, like, what is the temperature where you officially get cold? It's clearly not 30.
I don't know. We had this one teacher in high school who, all through the window, we just seen this motherfucker dash across the street in his shorts and his flip-flops. So I was just like, what is going on here?
Now, I had that teacher in middle school, but he never wore pants. Like, he always wore shorts, and he had the hairiest
This same legs. Teacher I was
I'm so pouring up another glass. I'm so rude. But anyway, y'all.
Push.
That is enough of us uncorking it. Since you heard the sound of wine pouring into my glass, we might as well ease on into the segment that we love to affectionately refer to as Sip or Spit. And this is a part of the show where we review our latest and sometimes greatest wine finds. So, D'Asia, what you got?
I'm trying to debate on whether I actually had something. I was trying to think what I drink, but the other day I stopped, I don't remember which episode it was, but sometime over the summer when I had picked some beers from the spot called Wardman Wines, I stopped at their wine shop last week when I realized I was going to be in the area. It was super cute because he asked me, I was looking around, and when I mentioned something about looking for something to drink, and then I forgot why I mentioned the show, and the guy was like, "Well, weren't you in here over the summer?" And I looked like, "Oh yeah, I was in here." And I forgot that I whatever I reviewed then after the show, he had gave me his card and I had sent him a link to the show. So it was kind of cute because he was like, "Oh no, y'all was funny. That was good," or whatever. But anyway, so I was in there looking for some wine this time, and the guy was super helpful, asked me like questions, price point, all the things that we say like we want in a motherfucker to ask us about wine. And he ended up picking up this the varietal is Sin Salt, and I've seen it before, but I was like, I don't see it often, but that's because it is typically a blending grape. Mm-hmm. It is made by Nat Valley. So on there, the reason why he picked that one out for me was I think I was having some kind of Mediterranean-inspired dish that night. Mm-hmm. So he was asking me about what I was eating and all this other stuff. So according to that website, it says Sin Salt is the father to our national varietal Pinotage and once stalwart red varietal of the industry. Sin Salt has since fallen into obscurity, which was similar to what Homeboy was saying. He said, affectionately still called Hermitage by many of the old timers, it creates a superbly drinkable wine with red fruit, spice, and surprising structure to age gracefully. This tribute to our winemaking past has handcrafted from selected parcels of old bush vines spread across the Cape, and that have resolutely withstood times and showcases with the varietal's essence. So this place is in, where is this grape grown at? Let me see. Because I was like, what the fuck? I was like, Sin Salt. This is
It sounds like Season Salt. Is his name, is it grown in Lowry's?
Get on my face. Get on my face.
It's from the Languedoc Roussillon.
No, let me see. Hold on. Let me grab this bottle, y'all. 5 seconds.
I thought I could get all of it from here.
Uh-oh. Man.
The bottle. I thought I remember. Oh, product of Cape of Good Hope. This one was, Yeah, South Africa. I thought it was South Africa. I was just making sure I had my memory correct. But this one was really good. I think it was about $20.
Ooh, you was splurging.
Well, I told him, he said, "What's your budget?" I said, "Not more than $20. And then it was a couple that he picked, and this, I think it was maybe, if it was not 20, it was like right on the edge, like 18 something. Mm-hmm. But after we went through a couple like suggestions and the way he described it, and I was like, I haven't had this grip. So I was like, go ahead and let me try it. And yeah, it was a really good pick. It was 13%. This was a 2017 vintage, just the one I had. I liked it. It was light, but spicy. I wouldn't necessarily call it a BBW. Mm-hmm. But I did enjoy it. It was kind of, the tannins was low, and it was like a little acidic, but not like citrusy. But you know, just a little citrus and a little, it was still like red fruit, but maybe a red fruit that wasn't like too juicy. But I thought it paired well with like Mediterranean flavors and dishes, like he said. So I was like, I had to make sure I shouted out the wine shop or whatever. But that was definitely good. And it was good to try a varietal that was different. He had gave me other suggestions on some other ones, different price ranges. I think he had told me about, what's the Barolo? I think it's like Nebbiolo or something. Mm-hmm. But the good one that he suggested was about $50. Ooh. And he was like, when I looked at him, I was like, what? He said, you know what? I could suggest to you one that was like in the $20 range. But he was like, it's not really that good. So if I want to make sure I taste the good one, I should, for that particular grape, he said I should go higher.
Like, here's my email and email me when y'all having a tasting.
I told him, I said, even when it's a tasting, I said, when I got, maybe when it's my birthday and I got some money to blow on a more expensive bottle, I'll be back. But I like the fact that he was like, bro, I'm not even going front. Like, certain styles of wine, they'll be like, oh, here go a cheaper one that you can still get, whatever. He was like, this particular one, you don't even want to waste your money on the cheap one. If you're going to drink it, drink the good one. And I was like, yeah, I appreciate that. But the Senso by Nat Valley, I thought it was really good. But if you see it, you might mostly see it with other blending, like as part of a blend. But I would try it. So that one is definitely a sip. But if you like one of our listeners who like, it's not like an introductory for yet. So don't, if you ain't already got that red life, don't drink it. Don't drink it just yet. Ease your way on.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. For me, this week, I don't know. I just bought it today. I didn't get a chance to stop by a wine shop because I was like hurried today. So I was in a grocery store. I know. I was like, let me just look, because it's a new grocery store. So I really did have no idea. Initially, I was going to get a Pinot Grigio, but it's cold. I wanted some cheese with my wine, and I picked up a Gouda, and I know that's more like a smoky one, and this was like aged in a bourbon barrel. So, I wanted to get something to go with it. So I got a red. I actually got a Shiraz Cab blend, and it is from the wonderful people over at Yellowtail. This one is 80%.
Oh, I've had that one before.
Yeah, this is 80% Shiraz and 20% Cab. And it says the flavors are plums, black currants, and a touch of vanilla. They recommend that you enjoy it with your favorite pasta and some good conversation. This one is 13.5% ABV. It says that it's on the drier side, but you know what? It is not very drying. I'm not getting the puckering effect in my mouth. So it is a little bit juicy. It's not spicy like the previous Shirazes I've been having lately. So it's not like that. Maybe it's because the cab is smoothing it out a little bit. And, you know, it's an Australian cab. But this, it's not a Teddy Jam. Like, it's not jammy. It's not going to give you a jammy feel. But it is, it's very pleasant. Well, how can I describe it if it's not a Teddy Jam? It's a bop. It's a cute little bop. That's what it is. It's not a jam, but it's a bop. Like, it'll get me through the winter. And like a good winter bop. So I appreciate it for what it is. I could definitely see it going with pasta, but because I'm trying to avoid the carbs, I will not be doing that. But it is perfect alone. I do like it alone. I did try it with the cheese earlier, but I actually threw away the cheese and crackers, y'all, because I didn't like them. And I didn't want to just be snacking on stuff just to snack. So I said, let me just throw this away. But the wine was, it's a sip. The bottle cost me a whole $8.99. So what's funny is I almost got this $20 bottle of Zin. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know what? Let me try this blend. I'm usually not a fan of blends, and this one is surprisingly good. Blend. I'm not a fan of blends when they don't tell me what's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but this one, it was clearly labeled. I have a good history with Yellowtail. When I started getting a little bit more into the wine, per se, the first one that I picked up was the Yellowtail Moscato, because it was a little bit fizzy, and they don't even make it fizzy like that anymore. I don't know what happened.
Oh, I don't think I never had that Moscato.
Oh, it was so good. Probably if I drink it now, I would hate it because my palate has changed. Mm-hmm. I no longer have the Negro palate. I have the bougie Negro palate. But you know what? I may revisit that in the new year. But this one right here, for the price, for what you're getting in the bottle, what else do I... did I smell in here? Definitely the currant. If you're not familiar with currant, you may have also seen the term cassis, C-A-S-S-I-S. That's like a liqueur, and that's made from currants. So it does have a tendency to be a little bit sweet. But like I said, this wine isn't... it's not sweet and it's not dry. It's like right in the middle, but it's very enjoyable. So I'm giving it a sip. So y'all got two sips this week. You got one white and one red.
Mine was red.
Oh, yours was red. Mm-hmm. Why did I think it was white?
I don't know.
Sin sauce sounds like it would be white.
No, it's red.
Oh, and also in looking up where the grapes are from, you could find it in Morocco as well, which I thought was pretty interesting because Morocco is on one of my places to go.
One of your places you want to visit?
Yeah. But next year, I am putting Thailand on my list next year. I will go to Thailand in 2019.
So what was up with that? It's like everybody was going to Thailand at the end of this quarter. Was it a sale?
I don't know. But that's why I'm like, you know what? All these niggas is going. I'm going to.
Because I was like, one person told me going to Thailand. At least I logged on. At least like 3 or 4 people that I know was in Thailand all around the same time. I'm like, tickets on sale at the same time? I guess.
This must be the time to go. I mean, but from what everything I've heard, you could get like a 5-star hotel that is banging for like $100 a night. And the food is cheap. Everything is cheap. You just got to worry about your flight. But I've been seeing deals like round trip to Thailand for $500. I got them paid that to go to New Orleans and back. So,
right.
Thailand is going to be on my list for next year. Ooh, shit. I got to pay them all back. Lord Jesus, fix it. But that is our sip or spit for this week. You guys have two sips. So be very ecstatic about that. Next time you are in the store, look for something different. Don't look for your traditional wine. Step out on a limb like Dee did this week and grab something that you're not familiar with. You may be pleasantly surprised.
I was. And then I enjoy getting to know the particular guy, because now it's like, if I go in there a couple times, he's starting to kind of know who I am and what I like. I'm like, all right, can you pick this out or whatever. So, I was trusting him. Mm-hmm. And when I was at this store, we don't have it yet if y'all want to buy it for us, but I saw the new Wine Folly book in the flesh. I put my hands on it. Mm. It's so beautiful.
Mine is coming in the mail tomorrow. So, buy one for D.
I already had it on my list when I get my book. Listen, with my next check, I'm probably order it then. But
it was
I
on just sale. It was $19.99.
Yeah. When I saw it, it's still on there. So hopefully it's still on Amazon when I order it. But I just happened to have been looking at the display, and I was like, oh, the book looks way more beautiful than it does online. I was like, I want this book.
I like that black.
Yeah, and it's a hardback. It's a hardcover. It's a hardback. Ooh, and whatever. I think my shop that I just went in had it like, they had it by itself, and they had put together like these little gift situations with like the book and some some like picks by the owner or whatever, like a little basket with some bottles. I was like, oh, that's cute.
Oh, that is cute. That is cute. I like that. Well, you guys, Sip or Spit is a sponsored part of the show. And this week's Sip or Spit is sponsored by the amazing people over at Blue Apron. So join us as we introduce you to the wonders of Blue Apron.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright, and we're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town, they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
Fresh ingredients and incredible recipes delivered weekly to your door. Skip the grocery store and make incredible meals at home with Blue Apron. Always ship free right to your home. And now the listeners of the Bad and Boozy podcast can get $30 off your first Blue Apron order. To place your order with $30 off and to help keep our show free for you, go to our network website at cspn.us. That is cspn.us. Then click on the Keep Our Podcast free link at the top of the page. From there, scroll down to the Blue Apron link and sign up for your first order. And this week on the menu, there is a whole grain pasta and beef ragu with Brussels sprouts. There's a Cajun spiced chicken with warm grain salad, sheet pan miso salmon with sesame rice and roasted broccoli. There's a pesto kale pasta with goat cheese. This looks good. Zucchini and black bean enchiladas with a creamy ancho sauce. Non-grilled cheese sandwiches with a pear and tomato chutney. There is Mexican chicken and spicy corn cakes with chipotle sauce and marinated radishes. And finally, there is a sheet pan roasted pork with fall vegetables and a maple mustard sauce. See, Blue Apron not only gets your meal prep done, it saves the work of you going to the grocery store, getting in your car and driving and getting out in this terrible weather. They just drop that shit off at your door. All you gotta do is look at the recipe cards and figure it out.
Hey.
Half the work is already done. So, and you get $30 off. When's the last time you went to the grocery store and they gave you $30 off? You don't even need a coupon. You don't need a loyalty club. You don't need none of that. They just drop it off. Bam. So take advantage of the offer that we are giving you, especially during this holiday time, because you are busy. You're ripping and running. Some people are working overtime, so you really don't have the time to do what you would normally do. Why not go ahead and do these meals? Because I'm telling you, the most time that you will spend on preparing a meal is 60 minutes. They have meals that are done in 20 minutes.
I'm about to say, if that, most of the time it's under that.
Yeah, most of the
and meals normally that, if it's 60, that normally count the prep and the and a cooking.
Yep, and that's the sheet pan roasted pork that takes 60 minutes. Everything else is 20 to 25 minutes. So, I mean, it's a lifesaver, y'all. I don't eat pork, so I wouldn't be putting that on my dish. But it is a rich barbecue spice pork, and it's roasted along with potatoes, carrots, fennel, and rosemary.
Ooh.
Sounds good. I'd do that with chicken. Everything looks good. They show you have pictures to show you exactly what you're supposed to do, what it's supposed to look like step by step, so you are not lost. You don't have to be Chef Risha in the kitchen to be able to cook this stuff. You could be Chef.
You can Jamal. Channel her energy.
You could be Chef Jamal, whatever chef you want to be. Chef Boyar Negro. That's what you need. And get it, get the job done, okay? So
not Chef Boyar Negro. You a fool.
Chef Boyar Negro, yep. But y'all, our topic of the week is something that is a little bit special. One of our good homies was listening to the show, and she mentioned one of the tasting notes, and she was incredulous that wine could taste like pencil shaving.
She was so confused.
She was like, what do you mean?
Pencil shaving? She was like, lead? Pencils? What the hell? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, that's what I said. Like, no, I know you ain't say pencil lead. I was like, that's exactly what I said.
Mm-hmm. So this week's episode is inspired by the wonderful Shanteezy and her inquisitive nature. And so we had to think, you know what? If she's asking that question,
somebody else must have the same question.
And that's the first thing that we had when we first started doing the show and going through the Wine Folly book and reading and like all the different kinds of tasting notes. Because, you know, when you think of like, you know, you hear tobacco, chocolate, coffee, blah, blah, blah. But when you get into like grass shavings and, you know, all that other stuff, you're
some
like,
of
what?
The regular stuff kind of makes sense. But I think other than Shanteezy mentioning it, I do remember briefly early in the year, somebody was like, they didn't, it might have been when, I don't know if she said it on the show or not, but I'm pretty sure it was Bourbons and Bubbles. Because she was like, I remember when I first started drinking wine, I was like, well, how it smell like, how it tastes like strawberries, like, are they putting strawberries in the wine? And then she was like, how she was surprised, like, hold up, ain't no strawberries in this wine. And I was like, oh yeah. I never had that moment. I don't know why I never had that moment, but I never thought that those things were actually in the wine. But it makes sense that somebody might not realize that.
Yep. Just rotten grapes, y'all. Like we said last week.
Yeah. Shanteezy really was like, I said, you know these, it can taste like that, but it's not in the wine. She was like, mind blown. Like, well, how the hell is it in there? Like, So I was like, let me give her a little background. And I was like, we probably should talk about this on the show.
Yep. So we have a couple of different articles that we will be referencing today when discussing this. And as always, they will be available up for you by the time that this show comes on. So if you want to read them in depth yourself, by all means, go ahead and do so. But why does wine have so many different flavors?
It's really simple, but, you know, I guess it got to be said.
Yep. Like I said, in this article, it says grapes are incredibly impressionable and delicate fruit. Each decision the winemaker makes throughout the process, from how and where the grapes are grown to what occurs to them after they are juiced, impacts how the wine not only tastes, but how it smells at the end. Let's see, there is a saying among winemakers that the best wine starts with the vineyards. And good farming equals great wines. And it's at this stage where the grapes first come in contact with the elements that could impact the wine's ultimate characteristics. So there are insects that are important to the health of the grapes, but they also affect the taste. None more important than bees. And I heard bees are like on the endangered list.
Yeah, bees so important to so much shit.
Right, how are you killing the bees?
And people think about bees and insects as just being annoying, but we kind of need them to do their part on the planet, y'all.
Yep. But as far as these, when the grapes are growing in the vineyards and they're surrounded by plants that attract these bees, they're surrounded by like wild herbs and flowers and different kinds of grasses, the bees fly around the vineyard and they distribute the pollen. And as the grapes are ripening, they absorb the subtle flavors from these plants. So bees affected, the plants affected, the elements that are in the air can also have an impact on the flavor of the grapes. Also, the grapes, when they transition from the vineyard to the cellar to be stored and to be aged, each decision that the winemaker makes has an influence on the overall flavor. and how the winemaker chooses to press the grapes, whether the wine is fermented in juice, the juice is fermented in steel or oak. All of these decisions, the winemaker has an effect on the taste that you get. And you know what's funny is that different people taste different things too.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dee and I can taste the same wine. That's why
they have to do so many, like the people who do like the W set and stuff like that. Like they gotta taste so much stuff because it's like everybody tasting it, and then you might come to a general consensus on what something is, but it's never 100%. Like, oh, this only gonna taste this or like this.
Nope. Mm-hmm. So also we said the terroir could affect it, the way that it's aged and processed. I'm tempted to say like the type of packaging that it goes into.
All of that. The packaging, yeah. Maybe if it's in a regular bottle, if it's in a can, if it's screw top versus cork, because, you know, depending on how much air, whatever, is like might be able to creep in. If the cork is might be like old or kind of stale, it might change your flavor, but all these things affect the taste, and it can make the wine taste like so many things. Even though now we do have some wines, some people who might throw a little extra something in there, but the vast majority of them is just their grapes and shit.
Yeah,
we know some people might put a little sugar in there, like, oh, we were trying to get the residual sugar, but we added a little sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be
strained with a fish bladder that may add a certain kind of taste to it. Ooh, I'll never forget that.
Those ones who was telling y'all, watch out for the ones who was getting in trouble for putting arsenic in our shit.
Yep. And then don't forget Dee's favorite term, malolactic fermentation can have an effect on it, giving you that buttery taste that we do not like. So, we're going to transition to different types of flavors that you may be able to taste that are bizarre.
Yeah, so I figured like, okay, y'all hear us talking and it's all the regular, like the different fruits and berries and stuff. So since Chantizi was so concerned about this pencil lead, I figured today would be a good day to talk about the bizarre flavors that we might encounter in wine. I don't know. We can see if any of these actually happened to us before. Mm-hmm. But I thought this list was pretty funny. Okay. I think even before we look at this list, over the past year, one of the first ones that kind of like stuck out to me, especially when we first started, was whatever. I can't remember which grape it was, but I was like, leather? Like, why would I be just eating like leather?
Right. That ain't no laughing taffy.
I'm like, what is this, leather? So, the list of the bizarre ones is from Wine Folly. And the first one is walnuts. And it says, walnut is commonly found in aged Madeira wines, particularly in Malmsey and Bois. What is that? I don't know. Oh, that's interesting. So this list, we're not going to read the descriptions for each one, but when we post it, it can tell you where some of them come from, because it's like 33. Yeah. So walnut, I recall walnut being in one of my flavors of wine.
I can't either.
Or any kind of nuts for that matter.
Not really. No, I've got like the text of some like nuttiness and some of the white wines. There's like a nutty flavor. Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily narrow it down.
Be able to narrow it down.
But it definitely tasted like nutty. The next one on the list is banana. And this is more so an aroma that comes from the winemaking process that's referred to as carbonic maceration.
Okay.
And this is commonly associated with red wines from Beaujolais.
So, you know what? I've had two of the Beaujolais Nouveaux. Not just the regular Beaujolais. And I don't recall specifically, but from what I do remember, I can see how banana might be up in there.
Okay. It's been years since I had a banana. I barely even remember what they taste like.
I can see how banana might be up there.
I just know what they're shaped like. I don't know what they taste like no more.
And don't pay her no mind, y'all. But and just remember, some of these things you can kind of taste, but a lot. Don't forget we're using our senses together. So sometimes you might just be kind of smelling it, not necessarily tasting it. Mm-hmm. Let me see. I'm going to skip. I thought this was interesting. A cola flavor found on the finish of a California Pinot Noir.
I can see that.
I could see a little cola. You know what I'm saying? That's not too wild, but you ain't drinking wine thinking about cola. So I can see mm-hmm. that one. Let's see. This is a fun one. A fresh cut grass. A positive aroma associated with many white wines from Loire Valley.
I love that valley. But I haven't tasted fresh cut grass.
I could see how it might be like, some of those wines are like real refreshing. So I could see how it might be associated with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to keep these in mind. The funny thing is, some of these times you'll have a flavor or a smell, and until you put a word with it, it don't never necessarily connect. So for all I know, I might go and drink it and be like, oh, that's what that was.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. One of them, which is very interesting to me, is petroleum.
Oh, petroleum.
Yeah, and it says petroleum is associated with aged Rieslings from the Mosel region in Germany, and also younger examples from Italy and Australia. Can't say that I've had petroleum.
Some Vaseline wine. Oh, they didn't say petroleum jelly. It just said petroleum.
Please don't be no Vaseline wine.
This one is specific. It's old saddle leather. Not just leather. Old Ugh. Saddle leather.
Nasty.
I don't remember which wine it is.
That's what it tastes
but
like.
But I do recall tasting wine and like, what is this? And when the tasting note said leather, and I'm like, oh, that's what that is. A savory, what's it, unctuous flavor found in many red wines that either have been made with more non-interventionist winemaking in Italy, or have, oh, this was, what our word called? Brother known? Brother, what our word was? How we said
Brett's.
It?
This is
Brett's. Our Brett's. Our vocabulary all over the place. Mm-hmm. A cat's pee?
That's nasty. Really?
That's disgusting. I don't want that wine. And you know what? This makes sense. It said it's associating with Sauvignon Blanc. I could see that, but I don't want to drink it.
I like, how do you even know what cat pee tastes like? How do you differentiate
let's assume we're just smelling it and not tasting it.
Yeah.
But you ever smelt something so strong you felt like you could taste it? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what it is.
Like when somebody farts and you have to like close your mouth.
Oh my God.
Because you're like, ugh, that might get in my mouth and I'll taste it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know we hate Chardonnay, but I like biscuits, so I'm confused about this one.
See, and then the other one I was looking at that also says Chardonnay, it's baby diaper.
Baby diaper, Jesus Christ. A very funky oxidative smell from oak-aged Chardonnay from Burgundy. Now, I did learn, you still may not like the Chardonnay, but it's really a difference between the oaked and the un-oaked.
I don't like none of them.
The un-oaked is bad.
I mean, I like my whites is from steel.
Oh, here go a Caucasian one. Oh, no, that's rude. That's racist. I'm sorry, white.
Please don't say it.
I'm not going to say it.
I know exactly what you're looking at.
I'm problematic, y'all. I'm sorry. Let's just go right on to the salami.
Please.
I'm jumping around. A very meaty aroma associated with wines from the central Italy, including Aglio, particularly from, don't nobody care about that word. It's from Italy. But salami.
Aglianico.
Oh, yeah. What she said. I can see salami. Mm. I don't want it,
but the fact that it says it's very meaty, I'm intrigued. You had my interest. Now you have my curiosity.
Hey, my interest has been piqued. So along the lines of the weird ones, other than our pencil lead, is new plastic. Y'all out here eating plastic?
I know. Right?
Drinking plastic? Mm. You know what I'm saying? You might have your chemical-like aromas associated with high-acidity white wines such as Riesling or Chambly. There's no actual presence of plastic, of course. But it says a more extreme version of the smell is the petroleum. We out here drinking wine and stuff that smell like petroleum and plastic. Oh, but what about these sweaty socks, though?
That's nasty.
That's disgusting.
It smells like the gym.
It smell like your teenage son, because boys' feet, they feet be stinking. Mm-hmm. Why teenage boys so gross?
Because they sweat a lot.
I don't know what happens.
They play sports and all that stuff.
And then they be lazy. They don't be thinking they got washed up as often. It's so weird. They go through like a little small period right before they start liking girls. Because as soon as they really, really start liking girls, all of a sudden they clean. Terrible.
I can confirm that. let's see. Another one on here. I don't know why they said it's bizarre and fascinating, but cotton candy?
I mean,
I said that this is found in many lesser known light red varieties from Alto Adige, Lombardy, and Piedmont in Italy, such as Frisia, Brachetto d'Acqui, and Schiava. I like Brachetto d'Acqui though. Roasted Regal is a Brachetto d'Acqui. I haven't tasted any cotton candy, so it does. These are wines that are on your sweeter desserts more side.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy, I'm looking at the comments.
Is anything good in the comments?
We've
done that before.
I know, right? Somebody said, what about horse butt and barnyard?
Oh my God.
And somebody said those Bretts are the same as the old saddle description. That's like when you said saddle, I immediately thought of ass, because that's what gets on a saddle. Ass. So if your wine tastes like ass, that's that old saddle.
Ass.
Some people like that taste, though. But anyway,
how can you? I mean, the one I'm starting at now is musk, so maybe the ass.
Man, musk, that's nasty.
The animalistic note that smells similar to a sweet, pungent sweat. Mm-mm. Why do they describe it like that? Like, oh.
They got their jollies off writing that.
Right? It's associated with many old world red wines. Not musk, though. Is that like a, oh my God, I was about to say it must smell like a 5%. Don't they be selling like that musk?
Yes, they do. That's patchouli oil and all that stuff. That's what I think it would smell like, incense. That's what it smells like. Let's see. The last one that I'm going to bring up is the taste of green beans. That is very
interesting. That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely weird.
Yeah, a negative aroma associated with a poorly made Sauvignon Blanc or other green varieties.
Like poorly made.
Or Verdejo. So let me look up this phrase, negative aroma, because I've been saying that a lot.
Yeah, and the last one I was going to bring up has that too, negative aroma, was the nail polish remover. A negative aroma that is an indicator of VA or volatile acidity in a wine. Some tasters are more sensitive to VA than others. A negative aroma. A lot of these seem like it would be just negative. I don't want to taste nail polish remover when I'm drinking my wine.
They said an odor is caused by one or more volatilized chemical compounds that generates that negative aroma. So these are volatile chemical compounds that could create that smell. It said it's usually...
Some of them do say positive versus negative.
Yeah, so it could be like good scent. Well, it says while scent can refer to pleasant and unpleasant odors, the term scent, aroma, and fragrance are usually reserved for pleasant smelling odors and are frequently used in food and cosmetic industry. In the United Kingdom, odor refers to scents in general, but in the United States... odors generally have a negative connotation and are a synonym for stink.
That's true.
This is an unpleasant odor can also be described as reeking, malodor, stench, pong, or stink.
Got it.
What is pong? I've never heard pong as referred to as something that's
P. How you spell that?
P-O-N-G.
P-O-N-G. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Only pong I know is the ping pong ball.
Table tennis. You gotta be a serial killer if you call it table tennis. It's ping pong.
Who calls it table tennis? It's you smart. Definitely gotta be a serial killer if you call it table tennis.
You use
tennis.
Facebook on your desktop. If you
if you use Facebook on your desktop, you're a serial killer.
If you like cream of wheat, you're a serial killer.
Oh, I'm a serial killer. But maybe I grew out of it because I haven't really had it since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe early 20s, maybe early 20s.
Do you have anything else that you would like to add to our segment of Z-Day?
Nothing to add. We'll post the list, so make sure y'all check it out. And kind of like be on the lookout as y'all drinking, see if there's any odd flavors and smells. That's why sometimes we like to take your time out and smell the stuff. Yeah. I would encourage you to sometimes if you're smelling something and you're not sure, go look up the grape and see what like the notes are, because sometimes we do the same thing and we'll look up the grape in the wine folly book, because the wine folly book has like those the possible flavors that you might be smelling, the dominant flavors and then other possible flavors, and sometimes as you're looking on a list it's like, oh, okay. Mm. Kind of like I'm opening the book now and I just happen to open up to Cabernet Sauvignon, and if you look at the whole wheel of the fruits, it's like figs, prunes, but then if it's black fruits, it's like the blackberries and the plum and stuff we used to, but some of the herbal flavors you might taste or smell, it's like red bell peppers, black pepper, eucalyptus, mint, and then the other like oaky flavor smells is like leather, charcoal, smoke. And there's a bunch of other ones. So sometimes you'd be like, oh, okay, I do taste some of these things. Sometimes you might be overall like, oh, it's oaky. But sometimes you can get to the specific. Like we might say, oh, it's black fruit. But sometimes you can narrow down to which one it is. So, mm-hmm. So see what it is. Yep. Wet gravel.
See what it do. See what clay. It do. See what those primary flavors are. The ones that you taste at first. The second ones. Those secondary. Uh-huh. And then the tertiary ones.
The ones when it's
finished. Yeah, let us know. But y'all, we're going to segue into the part of the show that we love. And I love embarrassing y'all when y'all don't do it. This is our wine host segment. And we actually have a voicemail. This is a two-part voicemail. Now, we done told y'all.
We it's told y'all.
3-minute limit.
Y'all better set y'all time.
But, I mean, we gonna give you both parts anyway. But I'm just saying, 3 minutes, man. 3 minutes is a long time to be talking. Like, if we keeping it 100, we keeping it all the way funky. But let's go ahead and get to part one of our voicemail, our wine hotel. I'm gonna go ahead and press play.
Hello, ladies. This is Veggie. I wanted to call and give you an old wine hotel. I actually have two for you, so this is the first one. Margarita Ball, we just had the Margarita Ball, but about 2 years ago, we rented a room. Me and some girlfriends wanted to have somewhere to eat because this particular ball drank forever, but no food, so we wanted to make sure we had somewhere to eat and what have you. Great. Had chicken, had all the good nigger foods. All right. Had a great time, went to different hotel rooms because they usually have DJs up until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So during that, she was kind of going from room to room, room to room. Everyone's having a good time. It's probably like 4 or 5 ladies. Well, as we get in, we do a pit stop to kind of re-up, make sure everybody's good. Everybody's, you know, if your shoes is hurt, take them off, walk barefoot, walk in your slippers, no matter, whatever. One of the girls, because we had 2 beds, one of the girls who's like, I want to go out, but I'm so tired, I'm so drunk. Like, okay, she's starting to weeble, she's starting to wobble, she's about to fall down, and my bed is on, the bed I pay for is on the left, the other one's on the right, of course. She's supposed to be in the right-handed bed. She's weebling, she's wobbling, she's making the gurg sound, gurg, like, okay, she's about to blow. And then all of a sudden, she does explode. She explodes right in the middle of where both of the beds are. I mean, full chunks. It is so disgusting. And it smells so bad. She had some kind of moonshine or something, but she just, I mean, completely volcano eruption. I'm disgusted because, of course, I'm not that drunk, so I'm real pissed because I don't pay my money and I'm going to have to sleep over here. So I walk into the other part of the suite as her friend, because I know you like three people over, so you're not really my friend, and I'm like, I don't want to deal with you. So somebody comes and cleans her up, scoops up the whatever, okay, yuck. And then she finally gets kind of up. She goes and wipes her mouth off and I guess gargle whatever. Then she puts her big lazy ass in my bed. Oh, I'm so fucking pissed. Why did you lead her into the right bed? I mean, I'm going to already have to have a gas mask to be in this part of the room. But now you done dumped her. She's dumped herself into the left-hand side of bed. And you can't move her either. She a big girl. I'm a big girl. But she's bigger than me. And she's 30 and heavy. So.
That's part one. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
So the end of it all, she sleeps in the left-hand side of the bed. Fine. The next morning, I go ahead and leave early, but apparently this friendship between the two girls, the big girl and my friend, they kind of ended because apparently after she's had her drunken stupor, she's up and she, my friend goes, hey, I'm going, you know, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Everybody's good. And she's like, yeah, but let me go to the bathroom real quick. She does an epic dump. The bathroom and fucks it up to high hell heaven. And so their friendship is like done. She's like, you didn't have to do that to me. I asked you. So needless to say, I told her I would never room with none of them bitches again, because the one threw up and then the other one decided to drunk talk to some nigga all night long. Oh my god, it was crazy. But that was in a Brentwood hotel.
Oh wow, it's a lot.
And so you got to drink with the right friends. Mick be
vomit some... and boo boo.
Mick was doing the most.
Ooh, how you throwing up and pooping, like?
And then you throwing up all right in the. You couldn't make it to the bathroom. Jesus,
your stomach is empty. Why do you have poop?
But you know the liquor shits. They that's real. The liquor shits be real. The liquor be trying to get out your body no matter which way. But that was good. Thanks for the voicemail.
Thank you, Veggie. We really appreciate that. We appreciate you. But yeah, man. You know, the segment that comes after the wine hotel is my favorite part of the show. This is where I get put on the spot, y'all. I haven't been studying either. You got a wine trivia question for me?
I do. So, these some German words, so... Which is the sweetest of these German wines? A, I think this is Auselese. It's A-U-S-L-E-L-E-S-E. B, now, you know German words be just having mad letters. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is about a smooth 16 letters. Trockenbier-Nauselese. In C, cabinets, but that's spelled with a K, or D, Zuckerwein. So which of these Zuckerwein? Zuckerwein.
Zuckerwein.
German words look harder than they really are. Zuckerwein. Like, it didn't get the mad Zuckerwein.
We didn't even talk about these on this show, but when we talked about Germany, where these niggas come from? I don't know.
The sweetest wines. Which one is the sweet? The first one that says Auselese is like you. It looked like it's that's the same word at the end of this other one. German word. They just be putting two words together. So A, Auselese. B, Trockenbier-Nauselese. What? Why so many letters? Look, it's T-R-O-C-K-E-N-B-E-E-R-E-N-A-U-S-L-E-S.
What?
Why are you so many letters?
Excuse me.
C, cabinets, or D, Zucker Way. So just guess which one of those is the sweetest.
I'm saying no to C because Cabernet sounds like Cabernet Sauvignon. So I'm going to say no to that. The first one is, wait, what's the Zucker one? Zucker. I'm trying to think of other German words that would have like Zuck in it. And I think like when I think of sugar, I think of like how sugar in Spanish is azúcar. And mm-hmm. so maybe Zuck is like German for sweet.
I didn't know how you was going to narrow this down, but
what was the first one? Aus what?
A-U-S-L-E-S-E.
A-U-S-S-E-L-E?
E-L-E-S-E.
Child, I be lying. Oh, God. These are none of the ones that we talked about.
I thought that's why it was funny. I was like, what the fuck? I don't know none of these shits.
I'm either going for the Zook or the one with the long ass Hassim Zaku
Zaku Zaku. Chalkin Bear Nasa Weiss. That's what it looked like. And it's funny because it don't have no. You know how a lot of times when it's a long ass word like that in German, it have some kind of accent mark over one of the letters? It's not one on
there's
here.
There's no umlaut. There's none of that.
It's nothing.
Ciao. I'm going for the Zuckerberg.
Not the Zuckerberg. That's wrong.
Hey, I can't feel bad about it, man.
You can't feel bad about that.
All the damn fucked up names. No.
The answer is our Truckenberg Lassa Luxury. I literally would only pick that one just because I'd be like, that's the biggest word. I don't know. That don't even make sense. But
what
whatever.
Does that even mean?
So, this one is the sweetest of these, and German wines are of high, German wines of high quality, known as, quality, I don't know how to say that. We're just going to use the abbreviation, QMP. it looked like it said qualitatis one. Something. I don't know how to say that, y'all. We're not going to try. But they are labeled according to their level of ripeness at the time of harvest. They are in order of process, in order of increasing potential alcohol, which generally translates into body or sweetness. So the least sweet of the ones is the Cabernet. Then there's one that wasn't on the list, Spatelies. Then the Alsace, then the Baron Alsace, then the where is the Zuckerberg? Zuckerberg might not even be on this list. It got to be in here somewhere because it say Ice Wayne, and it looked like
the
same ending.
Ice Wayne.
Yeah, and then the Truckenberg Alsace is the last one. But they shortened it as TBA.
It's interesting how
German words, like, sometimes they just
this shit don't make no damn sense.
But they put a bunch of big ass words together because they got the Alsace by itself, then they got a beer Alsace, then they got a Trunkenbeeren Alsace. That's all three of the shits together. Like, what the fuck? I've seen that Trunken on at the beginning of another word before. Maybe not on a sweet list, but a German word before. German is weird. It's just unfamiliar. But
y'all
the
food ain't even slapping. Like
their food don't even slap.
The only thing that slaps is y'all wine. Y'all need to make it a little bit easier. It's bad enough we have to learn how to pronounce Gewürztraminer, Dornfelder, Rheinhessen.
And those words, but it's so weird because when somebody who know how to pronounce them right say it, I'd be like, well, why they didn't just say it that simple? Why had that many letters? Why had that many letters to say that? Crazy. Well, I'm gonna get my German on one of these days. I'm lying.
Shout out to the
German. What kind of food is German?
Like bratwurst, leverwurst.
Well, if they just known for their sausage, though, I eat those. Bratwurst is good.
Sauerkraut.
I like sauerkraut.
Hey, potato salad is originally German.
Oh, it is. You're right.
And it's hot over there.
It's like hot. I might need to go get some German potato salad.
Yeah, with vinegar.
I might have to go. I might be with the shit. Sorry, I might have to go.
Hold it. I don't want vinegar potato salad. But yeah, hopefully y'all got it right, unlike me.
Just guess.
Just guess. That's what I mean. I was trying.
That's all we could have did, because I know.
I know. I had no way of knowing. We had no inclination, because it was in German, man. But there you have it. Yeah, that was our wine trivia of the week, which means it is time for us to settle down by settling the tab. Y'all know we got a website. We're going to be blogging like really soon, like January 1st. There's plenty of hashtag content to be coming to you, coming at you in the new year. Also, if you guys have a listener letter that you want to go ahead and send to us, you could do so by sending it to badandboozypodcast@gmail.com. Our website is actually badandboozypodcast.com. You could also get to it by going to badandboozypod.com. Both will get you to our website, okay? We own them both. You know what I'm saying? We over here. Two websites. Gang, gang, gang. Also, if you want to call and leave us a voicemail like the wonderful Veggie did today, you call us at 818-639-2443. If you would like to support the podcast, there are a couple of ways that you could do that. One is by purchasing t-shirts through Teespring, and you could click on the link in our website, as well as on our social media pages. Another way is to send us cash via PayPal. You can do that by going to paypal.me/badandboozypod. If you want to support us as a part of the Cold Slither Podcast Network, you could go ahead and become a patron. And by doing that, you could sponsor us for as little as $1 a month. And you could do that by going to patreon.com/CSPNmedia. Where can you find us? Well, we over at Bad and Boozy, we are available on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram, all under the hashtag or the @ Bad and Boozy Pod. Make sure that when you are tweeting or talking about the show or referencing the show that you use the hashtag Bad and Boozy Pod to make it easier for us to find, and we can show you guys some love, share you guys, retweet, all that good stuff. As far as individually, you can find me at Fab Fresh and Fly. I am available on Delectable for my wine reviews, Instagram for just randomness and pictures, and on Twitter. Help me get to 1,600 followers. I'm like 25 away. So come on. Follow me. And Deasia, where can they find you?
You can find me at Brains and Buns on Twitter, Instagram, and Delectable for my wine and liquor shenanigans and other things. Yeah.
So, y'all, this has been a quick episode. I don't know why. I thought it was going to be a long one, but you know what?
Sometimes just got to get in, holler at y'all with that quick shit, what you want to say, and get out of there.
Yeah, man, sometimes you got to get down to the motherfucking business in here. You know what I'm talking about? Ain't no time for no whole bunch of lollygagging, shenanigans, who's the what's this, what's the names, what's the collars. You under dig? Because we really didn't have a lot of shenanigans to court. Normally that takes a good 15 to 20 minutes. We was done with that in like 8 minutes. Like, boom. So, yeah, man, life be lifing. It's Sunday. For D, it's after 11 o'clock at night. For me, it's after 8. I'm meal prep for tomorrow. I still ain't cook no dinner today, y'all. The sacrifices we make to give you guys this good. What else we gonna call it? Because we slap. This is the podcast that slaps.
Is that how they say it?
It's a banger. We're a banger, man.
Can we slap?
Yes. It's that flavor in your ear, as Craig Mack referred to. So, y'all, thank you again for choosing. Thank you for liking, for subscribing. But you know what? D has asked that for Christmas, you bless us with a beautiful gift that is reviews. So before we let you go, I'm going to check and see if there are any views. But in the meantime, I do want to thank the lovely Sarita for being on the episode last time. We had a blast with you.
We did.
Again in 2019. We're going to start looking to see who we're going to be booking in 2019.
Yeah.
I think a guest a month is cool.
Yeah. Because we had to get Sarita when we could get her, we didn't do a region this month.
No, we didn't. So the next time that you will be hearing about a region is in January.
But I guess a month we got, hopefully, other than other guests, hopefully we can grab hold of the other ladies from the Swirl Suite.
Yep. I will be looking forward to that. See, this is on some bullshit. So, fuck.
Last time I looked, we didn't have one, so I don't know if it's one there now.
Let me see if it's gonna let me. Oh yeah, and then places where you can find the podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, all those places. We're available. No, we don't have any new ratings. Last one we had was October. Where y'all been at?
It's Christmas, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand.
Listen, I don't want a lot for Christmas. Okay? All I want for Christmas is a big booty girl and reviews. That's not quite what 2 Chainz referred to the young woman as, but still.
Right.
All we want is some reviews. So between now and Christmas, today, by the time this episode comes out, it comes out on my mom's birthday, the 12th. So you have 13 whole days to be able to give us some presents. Yay! It's also Natalie Cole's birthday and Frank Sinatra. They're all born on December 12th.
Hey, my niece will be 1.
Hey, my mom will be older than 1. And I got her sous vide sitting right here. I need to wrap it.
Yeah,
because you know we bougie over here, and I'm talking about. But anyway, y'all, thank you so much for listening, for liking, for commenting, subscribing, sharing, friending, following, all the stuff that you goo. What? All the stuff that you do, we don't take it for lightly or take it for granted. We really appreciate you guys. You guys make the show fun. And so, as always, the best wine
is the one you like.
Adios, muchachos.
Bye.